listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Do you feel like you know what love is? I find a great definition for what love is in 1 John chapter 3, verse 16. So here's the verse. By this we know love, because he laid down his life for us. So what is love? Everybody wants to know. And many people think that they know what love is. Now, since God is love, and love is of God, it's best to let us allow God to tell us what love is. John tells us that we can know what love is because Jesus laid down his life for us. You see, real love isn't only felt as an inward feeling, it's also shown by demonstration. And the ultimate demonstration of love was the giving of Jesus on the cross. Paul, in Romans chapter 5, verse 8, expressed the same idea. He said this, "But God demonstrates his own love toward us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us." Now, why is the death of Jesus the ultimate demonstration of love? It is not because Jesus died a more horrible death than anyone else in history, even though his death was horrible. And it isn't because Jesus was the only one ever to die for someone else. Throughout history, many people have died for the sake of another person. It's not the death of Jesus in itself that is the ultimate demonstration of love. It is the death of Jesus and what it does for us that shows the highest point of love. Imagine that you're on a pier over the ocean and you see a man jump in the water. He can't swim. He's drowning. There's no one to help him. He cries out with his last breath, "I'm giving my life for you." Now, that can't be understood as an act of love. It just seems strange. But if that same man jumps in the water to save me from drowning, if he gives his own life that I may survive, then I can understand how the giving of his life was a great act of love. And I'll tell you, the death of Jesus on the cross saves us from something more powerful than even physical death. It saves us from spiritual death. So it stands as the ultimate demonstration of love. There is a real sense in which we would not know what love is all about if it was not for the work of Jesus on the cross. Now, we have an inborn ability to twist the true meaning of love and to pursue all kinds of things under the appearance of looking for love. You know, nature can teach us many things about God. It can show us his wisdom, his intelligence, and his mighty power. But nature, in and of itself, does not teach us that God is a God of love. We needed the death of God the Son, Jesus Christ, to ultimately demonstrate that. I read in the newspaper of a man who knowingly infected his partner with a deadly disease, and then she pressed charges against him. The woman said, "This is murder. All I wanted is someone to love me. And now I'm going to die for that." Now, that lady had such a great craving for love that she was willing to do some risky things for it. We all have a craving for love, but maybe we look for it in the wrong ways and in the wrong places. Understand this today. We'll never find love anywhere unless we find it first at the cross.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.